everyone, welcome back to the Tip TV Mining Show in association with Blythway and Beredolbear. Today, John and I are delighted to be joined again by Mick Billing of Thor Mining. Welcome, Mick.
Hi, Beth. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again as well. So can you start by just giving us an overview, a reminder of Thor Mining and what you guys do?
Yes, yeah, certainly. Thor is a company listed on AIM and on ASX in Australia. We're in the tungsten space. We've got two wholly owned projects, one in the Northern Territory of Australia called Molly Hill, which we believe is what we call shovel-ready, and one in Nevada in the USA called Pilot Mountain, which we think is going to be a much larger project, but is not quite yet ready for development.
Okay. And you spoke a bit about Molly Hill last time. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's going on there at the moment?
Yes, certainly. In our last visit, we discussed the recent drilling program at Molly Hill and how we had found some sniffs of tungsten in a couple of shows not all that far from Molly Hill. The objective, of course, is to come up with some additions to the resource inventory and extend the life of Molly Hill and turn it from a six-year mine life into hopefully something more like 16. We've had some success there. There's still more work to do. We'll be back there drilling again later on next year. And we are doing some other work that will, we believe, reduce the costs, add to the life, and improve the profitability of Molly Hill. These are ongoing activities that never stop, I guess.
And you also mentioned Pilot Mountain, which we didn't speak much about last time. Can you tell the viewers what's happening there?
Yeah, sure. We've got a drilling program starting late January, early February next year. Pilot Mountain we acquired in 2014 from a company that was going through a change, as some companies do. It was originally part of the stable of Union Carbide, which was a very large mining company and I guess multi-activity company back in the 70s and 80s. Union Carbide acquired Pilot Mountain in 1978 and spent about $7 million in that acquisition. In today's numbers, depending on the multiplier, I guess that's somewhere between $30 and $40 million at a guess. Is it worth that much? Well, we hope so. We have a resource on one of the four deposits at Pilot Mountain, Desert Scheelite, which is between 6.5 and 7 million tonnes at quite good grade. The other three deposits that are known, Union Carbide drilled extensively, but we don't have the drill cuttings or the core from those to come up with a resource estimate. What we do have, though, is the detailed drill logs, the cross sections, the lithology that says that when we do that drilling program into one of those deposits in a couple of months' time, we're not shooting blind. We're drilling into what we believe is known mineralisation, and we expect to increase our resource inventory at Pilot Mountain quite quickly. Now, if we think about what we have, we've got what we call a Tier 1 exploration target and a Tier 2 and some Tier 2 exploration targets. And most of the Tier 1 stuff is backed up by that historical drilling by Union Carbide. If we add all that up together and applied the current tungsten price to all that, we're talking about a very, very large value resource indeed.
So I notice on the pilot project, you've got silver and copper in there as well. Does that create processing issues for you?
Not at all. The standard extraction process for tungsten requires that you get rid of the sulfides before you start either gravity or flotation techniques to extract the tungsten. So we will, at Pilot Mountain, produce a copper-silver concentrate, which has a little bit of a value, and we can sell that before we extract the tungsten. So it's an extra step, but it's a step which will add some value.
And with all the historic data, have you been able to digitise that and get a real look at this deposit, or is that something you'll do after after your Czech drilling?
We've done a lot of that, and we're in pretty good shape with a lot of those historical records. They didn't come to us in terribly good shape because, let's face it, the work was done the best part of 40 years ago. But we've had this project now for several years, and we've done a lot of work on it. We're tremendously enthusiastic about Pilot Mountain.
Do you think when they were assaying the drill cores originally, they assayed for everything that you'd want to know about?
Good question. I suspect so. There was a drilling program done on the one deposit that we do have a resource estimate on about 3 or 4 years ago. That material is still there. We still have the core from that program. It's in our shed in the middle of Nevada, and that is consistent. The assays from that is consistent with the assays that were extracted 40 odd years ago.
And if this was a Union Carbide project, how did you get your hands on it? Because
Union Carbide let Pilot Mountain go in the early 1980s when China flooded the world market with tungsten. A whole bunch of tungsten operations closed down around the world, including Molly Hill, the one in we have in the Northern Territory, and also Pilot Mountain. Pilot Mountain, they were looking to be the next supply of ore for their Bishop tungsten operation about 100 miles away.
And if we go on to the tungsten price, I mean, the price looks like a twitching corpse at the moment. Every time it moves, it then seems to flatten out again. Have you got a feeling about that?
John, if I did, I'd be a much wealthier man than I am now. Look, tungsten is now tracking at around $200 an MTU, or in other terms, $20 a kilo. At the beginning of this year, it was 15 or 16. Now, that's quite an improvement, but it's an improvement off a tremendously low base. In 2011, it briefly touched $500 a metric ton unit. People I talk to believe that the biggest producer in the world, China, has cost issues, and they are pushing the price up a little. There is steady improvement in demand. I don't think we're going to see $500 a unit anytime soon again, but I suspect that most new projects coming on, or most expansion of production coming on, is going to need a much better price than currently is. So I'm quietly confident that over the next year or two, the price of tungsten will sneak up to somewhere between $250 a metric tonne unit and $300. Whether I'm right or not, time will tell.
Well, we're hoping that Donald Trump's plans to rebuild America, rebuild American infrastructure, will create retooling, require lots of tungsten carbide bits for those factories and plants to make the stuff that Trump needs to carry out his plans. Well, and hopefully that will do it.
Well, I hope so. Tungsten demand is really a function of world growth. And he has stated that he wants a tremendous amount of development in infrastructure. China is still growing, not at the same rate, but India is growing at a pretty steady clip right now. I'm pretty confident of the demand for most commodities in the medium term. Right now, the price is not where we would like it to be, but I think some of the ingredients are in place for an improvement over the next little while.
Excellent. Well, that's all we've got time for today, but it's been a pleasure as always, Mick. Thanks very much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back next week. As ever, thank you for watching the Tip TV Mining Show. As well as the regular show next week, Tip TV will be hosting a webinar discussion in association with Blythway and Beredolbear. Industry experts David Lindsley, John Catchpole, Jonathan Williams and Charlie Gibson will be joining us in the studio to discuss the key aspects to consider when investing in mining companies. The webinar will be hosted on Wednesday the 30th of November at 4 p.m. followed by a live Q&A. To find out more and watch the webinar, please click the link in the description down below.